You're listening to an AOP Athletics podcast, as we're proud to bring this feature to the website during the 25-26 school year. Our guest today is Commonwealth Eagan senior Julia Horger. Julia captured her third consecutive state title at the PIAA Individual Girls Wrestling Championships last month in Hershey. Julia, thanks for joining me today.
Yeah.
So you won your first three matches in Hershey to advance to the PIAA finals.
Yeah.
Take me through that championship match on Saturday. You wait all day to compete, late afternoon, early evening. Any nerves at all, or did your experience as a sophomore and junior at the state finals help you at all in the lead up to the finals match?
There's obviously always like nerves going into a match, but I don't think it was as bad since like I've been there before. I kind of experienced it. Like my first 2 years, yeah, I was really, really nervous. But just like growing and doing that, like it definitely wasn't as nervous. I would say my semifinals match was where I was really nervous this year. It brought me like a lot of nerves, but after I won that match, I kind of was like more confident in wrestling my finals match. And waiting around all day, I kind of just hung out with my friends, which like calmed my nerves also.
Girls wrestling came about as a PIAA sanctioned sport prior to your sophomore year.
Yeah.
How have you seen the sport grow since that time during your travels, both in Pennsylvania and across the country with different tournaments?
Yeah, it's definitely grown so much over the years. My freshman year, I wrestled only boys until like states and stuff, which was really hard for me. And it was like hard to find practice partners that were girls and to feel comfortable and confident in the sport, not wrestling girls and getting beat up by guys all the time. But over time, I've noticed like there's a way, like bigger amount of girls showing up at the tournaments and like actually trying to do good in the sport. And it's really amazing to see how much it's growing. From even when I was like a little kid, when I started, I was the only girl at every tournament. And it's just crazy to see these huge tournaments with girls. Like right now for freestyle, there's Women's Nationals going on, which is a huge event, and so many girls are there participating, which is just crazy again to me, like to see how many girls are there wrestling.
So it leads into my next question. Do you think girls wrestling can grow in popularity in this confined area at the elementary and middle schools level, and then that'll translate to high school, hopefully?
Yeah, it's definitely growing in the elementary and middle school a lot, I would say. Kind of maybe even more than high school, because a lot of the girls that I know wrestling in middle school and elementary, like they see us wrestling and they're like, oh, like I want to do it in high school too. And one of the girls that I coach sometimes at Misfits, she's coming to Eagan next year because she saw me wrestling, and she was like, oh, I want to wrestle here, which is amazing.
Sure. That's great. You've committed to Grand Valley State University to continue your academic and athletic endeavors next fall. As you went through the recruitment process, what stood out about Grand Valley State to you?
So Grand Valley was one of my first visits, and just when I got there, like the whole atmosphere of the campus was really nice. It's super nice there. The team, like the culture of the team, everyone's like so close. And there's not that many girls on the team, which some of them, colleges I visit, there's a lot of girls. But they like to keep it small, so everyone's like family there, kind of. That's what it felt like, a family. Everyone was really close. They did everything together. They always were hanging out. And they just kind of like brought me into it. Like I didn't feel, Like I felt, I don't know, I just felt included with all of them.
Sometimes with senior student athletes, they have a different perspective depending on how the process went. Was it more nerve-wracking or exciting as you went through the recruitment process?
Mine was definitely really nerve-wracking. It was really stressful the whole time. Like, I've always wanted to stay close to home, which was my big thing. I loved Grand Valley the whole time, but I was like, oh, it's like really far. I'm scared to go far. But at one point, I was just like, I need to get over that fear, and if it's really what I want to do, then I'm going to go and try it.
That's great. Do you have a sense of what area of study you'd like to pursue in college?
Yeah, I want to do nursing.
Terrific.
Yeah.
Terrific. So your time at Commonwealth Eagan is winding down, and before you know it, graduation will be here. What will you miss most about your time here at CEC?
Definitely the friendships I've built over time. I transferred here as a sophomore, and most of my friends also transferred here as a sophomore. So we all just kind of, like, got really close just over that, like, connection. And I'm going to miss them a lot going away for college. So, yeah, I'm going to be visiting home a lot.
What advice would you give your younger self when you entered Conwell Egan that you wish someone would gave to you at the time?
Probably just, like, slow down. Enjoy the journey. Don't rush it. And just don't let everything stress you out. Like, you're going to be stressed, but you just need to, like, slow down and take your time. Live in the moment. Don't, like, get so stressed about the future. Like, just live in the moment.
And you'll try and follow that advice in college, I'm sure. Well, Julia, congratulations again on a terrific season and career. And best of luck for an enjoyable remainder of your senior year.
Thank you.